And, say if the dishes were all dirty, you'd say, I have to go.
Yeah, have to leave them. I'll either have to leave them and do them when I come back. Mm-hmm. If I'm in a rush to get off anything, I'll have to leave the dishes and do them when I come back. That's the way I always done.
Or you might say, when you've cleared the table and put the food away, then the next thing you have to do is...
That would be to put the dishes all away.
Or they're dirty, you have to...
Yeah, wash them. Wash the dishes. Yeah, that's right.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
The what?
Cloth or rag you use.
I just call it a dishcloth or something. Like that.
And then to dry them off, you
and
use
a, yeah, and a dry cloth. That's what we have, dry cloth.
And,
About a, had a flour sack about it. They made good clothes to dry.
Flours?
Yeah.
Flour sack?
Yeah. They would buy flour in, you know. You know, they come in sacks. You could get the 12-pound sack or the 24-pound sack in cloth, you know, sacks. Well, we'd wash them and make a dishcloth out of them. Yeah. And they's good. You sure were.
Did you ever hear people making dresses out of those?
Yes, I heard I'm making dresses out of them. I made some young children dresses out of them. Babies and things like that. They make just as pretty as they could be. You can wash them, you know. I found some the other day that I'd washed and put back, and they're just as pretty and white as they can be. Make softest little dresses for babies, you know. Little gowns or something of the like for them to have.
You say after she washes the dishes, then she wet them in clear water, then she...
You can't wash dishes in very much clear water if you don't have some soap or some powders.
Person doesn't dry the dishes with the suds still on them.
I got wrenching.
So you say after she washes them, then she...
Wet
them, then she...
Wrenches them.
Okay. And the little piece of cloth or rag you used to bathe your face with?
Yes. Just a little piece.
What's that called?
That was for the... just to wash the baby face.
Yeah, but to wash your own face with, you call that a...
washcloth.
Okay. And to dry yourself off with, you'd have a...
a drying cloth.
Or yourself.
Yeah.
After you take a bath, you dry yourself off with a...
towel. Little towels.
And if you wanted to turn on the water, you'd go to the sink and turn on the...
spigot.
Okay. And something like that outside that you might have to hook your hose up to would be called a...
Spigot.
What about on a water barrel? What would you call the thing you turn on that?
Well, I can't think what it is now, but I know.
Would you call that a spigot, or would there be some other name for that?
No, it'd be a different name, I think, from a spigot. It'd be a spigot that you turn, but then it'd have a different name to... You'd just say you turned on the spigot, I guess. That would be right.
What about faucet or hydrant? That doesn't sound familiar? And, did you ever hear of, a stand of molasses or of lard?
Yes, I heard of that.
What's that?
Syrup or molasses, you know, it's all the same.
Did you ever hear of a stand of molasses?
Yes, I've heard it, but I don't really know. But it means just a glass, I reckon, of molasses, don't it?